obviously the first half, we had a good 30 minutes. Getting those goals were massively important to us. The ball was sticking on the inside line the first half. We were putting their backs under pressure, but I suppose the second half was completely different. Tipperary really came out of the blocks. They were winning the majority, I say, of the 30 ball on the ground, the breaks. We just weren't capitalising on them, and we weren't getting the same amount of ball into the full forward as we were in the first half. So there's definitely a lot of learning from it. Look, all we needed to do today was get some result out here to make sure that we keep the same in the Division 2B for next year, you know what I mean? And it's probably been one of the most competitive leagues I've been involved in a long time. It could have went anyway for any team, but look, we're happy we got the results. We finish ahead of Clare now from the results today, so we're happy enough.
Yeah, first half going in 6 points up at the break, good position to be in, but you knew what you were going to get in the second.
Oh look, at half time we were sitting inside that the first 10 minutes after half time for any team in front are important. If you don't come out of the blocks and hit one or two points, you know, you're going to let them back into the game, and I think that's what actually happened. They came into it, like, again, we had the breeze, but the breeze done absolutely nothing for us, because Tipperary just upped their game. They won the ball, they're winning the breaks, they're winning the high ball, they're good in the air, and in fairness, like, they're well set up, you know, and in fairness to Bill that's over them, like, he has huge experience, been a senior manager with Tipperary before, so look, I'm under no illusion that we're going to come up against a very well drilled Tipperary side, and look, they were very good in fairness to them.
And some very good traits to work on there. Tipperary did have their patches, but you more than matched them, and especially during the second half when they had all the momentum, that you just kept your finger in there, you kept in touch with them, and you didn't let them get away even when you were feeling the pressure.
The thing that these girls have really shown the last 2 weeks is the character they have. Even when we hit that purple patch, I'd say for 25 minutes there nearly, that we didn't buckle and we just kept plugging away. Like, our backs held strong, any danger around the goal they dealt with, we got it away from it, and we just stayed in the game with them, you know. And look, that's the credit to the character the girls have, and it's a great way for us now to be able to say, right, we're drawing a line in the sand now, we've 2.5 months to get ready for our Leinster game in the end of May, so we've a lot of work to do, a lot of things we have to improve on if we're going to be competitive in the championship come the All-Ireland series. But I think we're in a very good place now to know where we need to get to.
Any neutral that may have come here today, great advertisement for the sport.
Oh, massive, and the fact that we got to play it here in Nolan Park as well was brilliant, you know, like, it really helped with the quality of the game we saw today, you know. And that's a big thanks to Kilkenny JAA and Kilkenny Camogie Board for working together to make sure that this is happening, and you'd hope you see more of it. But look, today the pitch helped today for both teams to play, to show what they can do, to showcase the game again, you know. That's Tipperary's second team, it's Kilkenny's second team, they're both development squads feeding into the seniors, but it's great to see that even the second teams will get the same treatment as the first teams.
And lastly then, you're happy where you're at this stage of the year?
We're at this stage of the year, I am happy. This time last year, I'd say we were only heading into our third league game. Last year, I would have mentioned in previous conversations and interviews that, yeah, you know, the league only started us about 3 weeks ago. We're already at the end of it. So again, we had our challenges at the start of the league. We steered through them, we navigated through them, we built a bit of spirit in the group in the last month. We've done a lot of work with them, but we still have a big long road ahead of us and plenty of work to do. But as a management team, we're happy where we're at, and as the players, we're happy where they are too. So we just need to build on it now and drive on.